You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you listening today here at Breakout Radio Church. Broadcasting live from our ministry center here in Austin, Texas. So welcome to Breakout Radio Church. We are a global church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So, all nations. So we're a house of prayer for all nations. Yes, we are. And today is a very special day as Gene and I celebrate 52 years preaching the gospel. Gene, it's a delight to have all of our church members attending and maybe some people visiting Breakout Radio Church today.
Yes, it is. Welcome, Breakout members. We're so thankful for all of you and so happy that you're joining us, Breakout Radio Church, this morning.
Yes, we are. And thank you, Gene, for standing with me and going with me. We've been to many, many places.
We have.
In these past 52 years. And here on the last Sunday of this month, we are celebrating 52 years when God called me to preach. 52 years ago, this week, went into the ministry immediately, the youth pastor of our church. I said, I'm called to preach. He said, we'll preach on Saturday night. So we started right away. But I went home the night I was called to preach. David Wilkerson was preaching, and God called me to preach. And I said, Jean, God called me to preach tonight. Will you go with me? She said, I'll go wherever you go. And you have kept that promise these past 52 years. It's been a wonderful journey.
It has. It's been a great journey, and God has been so faithful.
Wow. That is true. God is a faithful God.
Yes, He is.
So I just want to tell all of our church members today, if you're considering it, living for God, serving God, doing the will of God, you can do it. You can do whatever God asks you to do. You can go wherever He tells you to go. Say whatever He tells you to say. He's a good God. He's a faithful God, and we live by the gospel for 51 of those 52 years.
We have.
And each month, we just have to pray for monthly fruit, daily bread, monthly fruit. God is a faithful God. We started out, there was no cell phones. There was no fax machines.
No computers. No social media.
No social media whatsoever. We had to go to a phone booth if we had to make a long distance call. We were out somewhere.
That makes us sound ancient. We're not really ancient,
but it does make us sound ancient. But we're faithful. You're faithful. God is faithful, and we're going to pray today and agree the will of God's going to be done. And then one of our spiritual sons, Godfrey Bertel, is going to lead us in praise and worship. I have a special song that I'm going to, a special message that I'm going to preach today. And I'm thinking about a lot of things at one time. I'm holding the names of the members of Breakout Radio Church in my hand. I want to let all of you members know that I've called every single one of your names here today in my prayer time before the service. And I'm so very, very thankful for you. And I bless each and every one of you today. Here that are members of Breakout Radio Church across America and around the world. I want to pray for you today. I want to pray for the service today. Also want to pray for one of our elders' daughters, Jean Massey, who's one of the elders at Breakout Radio Church. His daughter's having surgery this morning at 8:30. Here in just about 30 minutes. Her name is Amanda Matthews, and she's having surgery in Oklahoma City at 8:30 this morning. We also want to pray for Anita Rogers, one of our church members who's critically ill. Also want to continue to pray for Logan and Colton Morgan. grandsons of Tammy and Matthew Logan. Tammy and Matthew, members of our church, and their 12 and 8-year-old grandsons still being treated at the Children's Medical Center in Birmingham, Alabama. Want to pray for the service today. So Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement along with all of the members of yes. Breakout Radio Church today. We just pray the will of God be done here at Breakout Radio Church at BRC this morning. We pray your will be done in the service. Anoint me, your servant, to preach today. We pray for Amanda Matthews, daughter of Gene and Sally Massey. We pray for Amanda's going to have surgery this morning. We pray for her that all will go well. We pray for Anita Rogers today. We pray for Anita's miracle in Jesus' name there in South Texas. We pray for Logan and Colton Morgan, grandsons of Tammy and Matthew Logan. We ask God for a miracle for them, that you'll heal and restore these boys. Spent weeks in the hospital after being hit by an automobile. We just pray the will of God be done today. And each of you that are listening, anoint our ears to hear and our eyes to see this morning. It's a great day in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm going to preach in just a moment. We're going to have some praise and worship. And we're going to turn the microphone over to one of our spiritual sons, Godfrey Birtle, who lives in England. And, boy, I love this song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. So here we go. Everybody bless him today. Can we do it?
Oh, somebody help me. Give thanks to the Lord.
Somebody help me today.
Hey.
There we go.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Sing it, Godfrey.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, I bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. He is good. He is good. Good to us. And his love endures forever. He is good. He is good. Good to us. And his love. Bless his holy name, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hey, 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 and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, bless the Lord. Bless his holy name.
You are. You're a worthy God. You're an awesome God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Lord, I bless your name today. Honor your name today. You're just such a good God, awesome God, mighty God. Hallelujah. We are so thankful for life. Lord, you said that you've come that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And we're thankful today. We're so honored. We're so grateful today. Oh God, for all of your blessings. Hallelujah. You're such a good God. Hallelujah. You're such a good God. Awesome God. Mighty God. We love you today. Honor you today. We bless your name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless your holy name. Oh, when we think about the Lord. When we think about the Lord and his goodness and mercy, oh God, and the journey that you have brought us on through, brought us on, and the difficulties that you brought us through, you're such a good God. Awesome God. Hallelujah. Love you today. I love you, Jesus. Worship you. Worship you. Church, worship the Lord with me. God, we worship you today. Jesus, we worship you today. We honor you today, Lord. We honor you today. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name today. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When I think about the Lord and all that he's done for us, Gene and I are so grateful. We're so thankful. And I know that God has done so much for so many of you attending Breakout Radio Church today. Can we just worship him and honor him? He's such a good God, honorable. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to, I want to read some scriptures this morning out of the book of John. As Gene and I celebrate today, 52 years preaching the gospel, 1966 to 2018. There's, you know, I've been thinking about what I would share today. And if somebody asked me today, what word would best describe our 52 years of ministry? It would be one word: relationships. Relationships. And that's what I want to talk about today. And when I look at the scripture, I find that, you know, Jesus, he had some very close relationships. Relationships, of course, and friendships are intertwined, intermingled there. but I call them relationships. And he had some special relationships. And one of those special relationships that Jesus had was with the Apostle John. Now, he never said that John was his favorite, but when it came time for Jesus to be crucified, the Bible said that in the book of John chapter 20, it said when Jesus saw his mother and the disciples whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to John, "Behold your mother." And from that time forward, John took Jesus' mother into his home and helped care for her. So evidently, Jesus and the Apostle John had a very close relationship. In fact, John described his relationship with Jesus several times. In the book of John, he said in John chapter 19 and verse 26, he said, "Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved." Now John, that's what John said. He said he described himself as the one that Jesus loved. John 21 and 7, it says concerning Mary Magdalene, she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple, John is writing this, whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb. We do not know where they have laid him." And so John 21 and 20, here's what it says. "Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it's the Lord." So when John described himself in the book that he wrote, the book of John, he always described himself as the one that Jesus loved. So evidently, he just took it for granted that Jesus loved him more than any of his other disciples. And, you know, sometimes we can say, you know, "I love you more." Sometimes Gene says to me, "Dale, I love you more than you love me." So I said, "Well, that's questionable. I could contest that." And then we have a good laugh. But John, he was always saying the one that Jesus loved. So evidently, John and Jesus had a very close relationship. So today, Gene and I are celebrating 52 years of preaching the gospel. And if someone would ask me what the key to any success I've had these past 52 years, what would that be? And my response would be one word: relationships. Relationships. People that we have known for so very long. So I would say today that Dale Gentry's, his 52 years of ministry, Dale and Gene Gentry have been preaching the gospel, have been about relationships. People who have made the journey with me, made the journey with us, those who have been my friends all along the way. And how do you spell relationships? I want you to take this down. You spell relationships T-I-M-E. T-I-M-E. So relationships are spelled time. So the key to any success in ministry I've had these past 50 years is spelled T-I-M-E, which is relationships. So Webster says relationships are the way two or more people are connected. So outside of our biological family, our kids and our grandkids, our relationships has been based on a spiritual connection. Some are based on inordinate soul ties, which I know can be very damaging. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about spiritual ties, people that you feel connected to in the spirit, and people that reciprocate, people that feel the same about you. So I just want to talk about some of my relationships today, giving honor to whom honor is due, because I confess that I must have my relationships must be in proper priority. So my first relationship is time that I spend with my God, Him alone. You know, God told Moses, I was reading this just a couple of nights ago. I like to read the scripture before I go to bed. But I was reading just a few nights ago where God spoke to Moses and said to Moses, I want you to come up here on the mountain and I want you to come by yourself. I need you to spend time with me alone. So I love to pray with my wife, Jean, and I love to pray with other people. But the first part of my day is spent with my God, just He and I. In fact, my whole world changed in February of 1966 when on my work one morning in which going to work in Wichita Falls, Texas, to the radio station, I said, Lord, what can you do for me? And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, son, if you'll give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life. The very next morning, I set two alarm clocks and started getting up and giving God the first hour of my day. And for a while, it was very difficult. I had to go through the discipline stage. And some mornings, I felt like it. Some mornings, I didn't. So somebody said, what time is a good time to pray? When you feel like it and when you don't. And so I got up and I would begin to pray. And I began to build that relationship with my God. But it took time. T-I-M-E. And so before that, before February of 1966, I would pray at mealtime. Gene and I would have prayer before we went to bed. We'd pray when one of us was sick or we had a financial need or there was some type of crisis in our lives. We would pray then. But I was not building that relationship with God. And so I began to give God the first hour of my day, and I began to know Him. There's two major reasons I pray. First of all, I pray to know God. That's why I pray. I pray to know Him. That Paul cried out and said that I may know Him, that I may know God. And so I pray to know God. And the second reason I pray is to know what He wants me to do. There's a myriad of things that I could possibly do in life, but I will not know what to do in life if I don't pray. Spend that time alone with God in the secret place, in the private place. And so after a few weeks, I begin to hear the voice of God. And then I begin to hear the voice of God clearly. 5 months after I started giving Him the first hour of my day, as I was spending my time with Him, building a relationship with my God, then I heard His voice say, son, I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel? June of 1966. And I said, yes. I went home and told Jean, God's called me to preach. He said, yes, I'll go, and we'll go. And so my first relationship is with my God. Still, after these many years, it's still with God. I must spend T-I-M-E, time with Him. He wants to get me alone so He can talk to me. I talk to Him. So prayer is not just a monologue. Prayer is a dialogue, me talking to God, Him listening, and then me listening as He speaks to me. Sometimes He doesn't say anything, but when He does, it's very, very powerful. And I've operated on the premise these many years, one word from God can change our lives, and the addendum is forever. My next relationship, called T-I-M-E, is my relationship with my wife. And in order to have a good relationship with Jean, I've had to spend T-I-M-E with her. And after I get through having my private prayer time, Jean knocks on my prayer door and says to me, Dale, it's time for coffee. So we do love our coffee time. And she wants time alone with me. She wants her time alone. The most basic need of a wife is communication. A time alone with her husband that she can talk to him and he will listen. So over that cup of coffee, Gene and I spend time, not time with my cell phone, not time with my computer, not time making calls, not time answering the phone, but just her and I drinking coffee, talking about our day, talking about our dreams. This morning at coffee time, we were talking about significant people in our lives that's helped us make this journey. So I must have time with my wife. Relationship with Jean Gentry is spelled T-I-M-E. And Jean and I are looking forward to having some some special time alone, some extra time alone in the month of July. And we just need that time. We need the time in the morning, but we need time, other time, where we just spend maybe hours or maybe days just together. And so I believe that, you know, I'm not saying we have a perfect marriage, but we have a good marriage. And it did not happen automatically. We had to work at it. And the way that we worked at it was spending time alone with each other, listening to each other. And then, of course, after our coffee time, we have our prayer time, because we believe that the family that prays together stays together. So my relationship with my God, spending time with Him, and then my relationship with my wife, spending time with her. And we have built that relationship and that love for each other because we have been able to spend so much time and make so many wonderful memories. And then the third relationship I have is with my kids and my grandkids. And over the years, I've had to, in order to have a good relationship with them, which I believe that I do, I've had to spend time with my kids and with my grandkids. Special times. When my kids were growing up, I had a special time with my son. Didn't do it all right. I could have done things much, much better. But special times with my daughter. And I've had special times with my grandkids. Even yesterday, I drove across Austin so I could have a date with my oldest grandchild, my granddaughter Brittany, who's now 26 years old. Picked her up at her apartment, and we went for a meal, an Indian meal. I love Indian food. And we just sat there and talked for a long time, spent time together, just her and I, not her and my cell phone or our other things, but with my granddaughter, Brittany. And I try to make time with my grandchildren, them together, but also with them individually, with my son, my daughter. And so over the years, it's taken time to build relationship with my kids and my grandkids. So in order to have a good relationship, we must spell that time, time. And then I can't forget today the men that have helped me get where I'm at. I cannot forget those men that helped me get started in the ministry. My dad, O.C. Gentry. My pastor, Carl Alcorn, taught me how to follow the Holy Spirit. My dad, O.C. Gentry, taught me how to pray. Prophet David Wilkerson laid his hands on me the night that I was called to preach, and he taught me how to flow in the prophetic. Kern Choate gave me my first sermon invitation. John Hoker gave me my first revival meeting in Burnett, Texas, played a major role helping me get started. And so many have played a major role in my life over these many years, too numerable to mention. I couldn't mention all of them, but yesterday, as I was thanking God for people that helped me get started, men that I still had a relationship with after all of these years. Sometimes we can think, do we have any friends? Do we have relationships? But I've spent time with a lot of men over the years. They become my friends. 1958, Larry Martin, a childhood friend of mine. 1960, Eddie Hyatt. I met him when I was 14. He was 12, still in relationship with him. 1964, Winston Schaefer. 1966, Kern Choate. 1967, Calvin Newton and Jerry Venable. 1968, Gary Smith and Big John Hall. 1970, James Tucker, Eddie Lee. Now some of these guys may not mean the names may not mean anything to you, but to me, these are men that helped me along the way. No one can make the journey by themselves. I was telling my granddaughter yesterday, you know, Brittany, you can't do it all by yourself. You can get a degree, you can study, you can get information, you can have inheritances, but there's got to be people along the way that help you and say, yes, I want to help you, I want to bless you. I'm a recipient of that. Gene and I are recipient of that. I'm not calling any women's names, but we're great for all the women that have helped us. I'm just calling some men that I built relationship. Men need to have a good relationship with their wives, but they need to have a good relationship with other men that will help them, that they can confer and get counsel from and spend some time with. I want to thank James Tucker, Eddie Lee, 1970, 1974. This is when I met these guys. James Tucker, 1974, Don Couch, Larry Lee, Louis Torres, Aaron Wilburn, 1980, David Shibley, 1981, Jim Howard, 1982, Ron Lester, Thomas Harrison, 1986, Jim Burkett, Jeff Kinney, Bill Hart, John Ogle, Bob Schaefer, Henry Malone, Michael Fasciuto, Joe Ragland, Joel Cook, Mike Hankins, 1987, Tom Peters, Jamie Peters, Tony Miller, David Briggs, Chuck Pelham, Kerry Wood, Paul Brownback, Dwayne White, 1988, Bob Nichols, Gerald Davis, Art Evans, David Remedios, Easy Jones, Kerry Wood, Dan Greenlee, Mark Hankins, 1989, Norman Barnes, Steve Smith, Billy Burns, Joe Cruz, Bill Coleman, 1990, Gerald Coates, Brian Davenport, Mike Nelson, Alistair Bullen, 1991, Lawrence Neeson, Kevin Dyson, Roger Ellis, John Noble, Noel Richards, and I better stop because, you know, I don't want to take up the whole broadcast, and I probably already left some men out that I had good relationship with. I didn't write their name down. But I could go on and on and on all the way through 2018, men that have spoken into my life that I built a relationship with, that I've spent time with them. Relationships are spelled T-I-M-E. And I am so very, very thankful for these that I have been able to spend relationship and time with. And I mention some of these men quite often. In fact, I have in my Bible, if you'll look at the back of my Bible that is all scribbled up and written up, you will find the names of man after man after man that I'm grateful to, that I've expressed appreciation to. Some of them have already gone to heaven that have helped me along the way, but I have their name in my Bible. Why? Because I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I could have never gotten where I'm at today if I had not had people to help me. Even yesterday, I spent some time calling some of these men. I spent time saying thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping me get started. Thank you for giving me an open door. Thank you for allowing me or inviting me to preach or encouraging me when I felt like that maybe I couldn't go any further. I just want to say to these men, thank you. Expressed appreciation. And of course, next of all, I want to thank, last but not least, of course, are the members here at Breakout Radio Church. I want to thank each of you for investing into our lives and ministry, particularly those who are so faithful to give your tithes and your offerings, your tithes and your contributions. And, you know, Gene and I, only on special occasions are we going out now. So this is our primary ministry, ministering at Breakout Radio Church, now over 2 years. And when I call your name, even most of you I've never met face to face, but I call your name. I know where you live, and I'm just so very, very thankful and grateful when I think about you. And I was thinking about the first few people that joined Breakout Radio Church when we started in June of 2016, and I was just looking. Judy from Prescott, Arizona was the first one to join, then Tammy from Baytown, Texas, and then John from Ajax, Ontario, Canada, and then Kip from Bloomington, Indiana, and then Lemuel from Temecula, California, then Martina from Valencia, California, Melinda, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Pauline from Las Vegas, Nevada, and Sharon from Marlow, Oklahoma, and then Carlos from Jaco, Costa Rica. Those were the first 10 or 11 to join the church and to say we want to be members. And, of course, we have scores of people over the past 2 years have joined the church. And I'm holding your names in my hand right now. And I could just go at random and say thank you, Daniel from Karachi, Pakistan, and Nana from Rigo Park, New York, and Marianne from Etna, Ohio, Juliet from Lagos, Nigeria, and Cassandra from Orlando, Florida. And that's just looking at a page and calling some names. I just want to say to all of you, thank you. Thank you for spending time praying for Gene and I. Thank you for contributing to Breakout Ministries and into our lives. And we are so very, very grateful for you. And we are so very, very thankful for you. And remember again, our personal email address. If you need to send us a personal email address, this is not a ministry. I get this personally, and that's just DaleGeneGentry@cs.com. Dale Jean Gentry, DaleGeneGentry@cs.com. And you can write us personally, and we'll get that. And also remember, our church phone number is 512-924-3182, and I'll repeat that later. If you need to call me and leave me a message, our church phone number is 512-924-3182. And I want to have a relationship. I know that we're a different type of church. I don't know how to find someone else that's doing it. I'm sure there probably is, just don't know. But I'm thankful for the relationship that we have, and I'm thankful for you at Breakout Radio Church, and thankful for your prayers, and thankful for your faithful contributions. And I'm so delighted that Gene and I can be your pastors. We are very grateful. And of course, Breakout Radio Church is primarily for people that don't have a church, don't have a pastor, for whatever reason it might be. And so we're thankful for the relationships that we have, T-I-M-E. It takes a while to prepare sermons every Sunday, but I am so honored to do that. And how have I built relationships over the years? T-I-M-E. And how have I been able, Gene and I have been able to go to churches over the years? I mean, a lot of these churches we minister at, we've been ministering for many, many years. Gene and I, last month, we ministered at Calvary Cathedral International in Fort Worth, Texas, and I've been preaching there since 1988, for the last 30 years. And so there are some churches, and how have I done that? How have Gene and I done that? We have gone in to churches and not focused on us. If you want to have relationships, if you want to build relationships in your life, you cannot focus on yourself. And people that it's always about them, it's always about them, will never build successful relationships in life. You know, this morning I was reading about Solomon. You know, Solomon started out great, and he spent 40 years as the king of Israel, succeeding his father David. But in the latter years of his life, he went astray. He did not have a good closure. He had a good start, but not a good finish. I desire to have a good start and a good finish. And you'll just listen to the words of Solomon in the latter part of his life as he began to focus on himself. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2, listen to the words of Solomon. He said, "I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with mirth, enjoy pleasure." He said, "I said of laughter, it's not good." He said, "I searched in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine, while guiding my heart with wisdom, how to lay hold on folly." He said, "that I might see what was good for the sons of men." He said, "I made my works great. I built myself houses. I planted gardens and vineyards. I made myself gardens and orchards. I planted all kinds of fruit trees. I made myself water pools. I guess that's swimming pools. He said, I acquired male and female servants. I had greater possessions of herds and flocks. I also gathered for myself silver and gold. He said, I acquired male and female singers. He said, I became great and excelled more than anyone before me. He said, whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure. Oh, Lord. What does that sound like? That sounds like in the latter days of King Solomon that it was all about him. And people that end miserably in life, it comes as a result of saying, well, it's just about me. Who can make me happy and how can I be happy? And some women leave their husbands after several years saying, I left him because I wanted to be happy. I just need to be happy. And, you know, some men leave their wives and their children because they said, I need to be gratified. I need to be happy. And we're just living in a me, my generation here in 2018. It's all about what I like. It's all about what is good for me. How can I make myself happy? How can I live life more pleasurably, and how can I be content? And people, you know, they spend all of the money. They'll go deep in debt just for pleasure. What can I do to be happy? I know it's good to have some time for yourself and some time to relax, but we've taken it to the nth degree because it's all about the following in the footsteps of Solomon. I. What can I do in life that would help me and would be gratifying to me? And sometimes many other people suffering as a result of wrong choices that we make in our lives. I believe that Gene and I have been able to live by the gospel and to stay busy in ministry because wherever we go, it has not been about us. And without casting aspersions on any minister, I just see so many ministries over the years, even today, that spend so much time talking about themselves, selling their products. And I'm not being critical of that because I know that ministries need finances, but spending their time raising money for orphanages and raising money for different projects and seeing how many people will give this or that. Seeing what can be done for their ministry. But I believe that Gene and I have stayed busy in ministry because we go into a church and we say to the pastor of the church, what can we do for you? How can we help you? Many times I don't even mention my ministry. But, you know, either the pastor gives us an opportunity to receive an offering. I try not to take too much time doing that. I just give people an opportunity to give. I don't press people how much you're going to give, how many people are going to give 100, how many people are going to give 1,000. No, I don't do that. I know there's ways to raise money, but I can't do it with good conscience. So I just want to give people an opportunity. And so Gene and I go into places and we bless people. And our motto over the years is, what can we do for you? How can we bless you? And I've learned over the years that people, they don't really care how much you know, but they need to know how much you care. I want to repeat that. Over the years, we've discovered that people don't care how much you know, but they really do need to know how much you care. Does anybody know me? And, you know, sometimes I've heard people say I go to a church and the pastor, I've never met the pastor. The pastor does not know my name. And that's a little bit sad to think that you've never met your pastor. The pastor does not know your name. But we need to reach out to people. If we're going to have relationships, we need to say, Gene's motto is, can I do anything for you? Is there anything you need? Boy, I like that. Gene's motto is, can I do anything for you? Is there anything you need? asking those two questions means that you really, really do care. And so, Gina, we've tried to spend our life to see what we can do to be a blessing. Because a friend of mine said, Dale, if you're a blessing, if you keep giving blessings, you'll never run out of blessing. And, you know, we have risked our lives because we care. Preaching, caring for others these past 52 years, seeing what we can do, giving expressed appreciation. One pastor several years ago, he called me up and he said to me, Dale, I can't have you this weekend. He said, I'd like to, but said our church is going through major financial difficulties, and I'm just not going to be able to have you. I said to him, Pastor, we're going to come anyhow. And the transmission had gone out of our auto, so we rented a car and drove about 500 miles to preach to this congregation. We were on television. We were on television the night before, and we were guests there. And so we had actually brought some CDs that we could sell at the church the next morning to help pay for our expenses. We were on television, and the Holy Spirit said to me, "Why don't you give those CDs away? Anybody that calls in." So I said to the host, "Anybody that calls in and blesses the television station, I'm going to give them one of our CDs." But the night's end, all of our CDs were gone. There was nothing to sell the next morning, and so we preached and did not receive an offering. We had rented a car, given away our CDs, but that's what it's in our heart. That's the way that Gene and I live, to give. We live to give, because we know that is the way that relationships are spelled. We give our time. So there's two major things, that resources that are prominent in your life: your time and your money. Your time and your money. So where you give your money, what you do with your money, defines who you are. And how you spend your time, T-I-M-E, defines who you are. So over the years, Gene and I have given ourselves. Paul said, I'm going to learn to spend and be spent. Spend and be spent. And so Paul's saying, I'm giving my life to help other people. And that's exactly what Gene and I have tried to do over the years, is give our lives to help other people. And so I just want to honor our relationships today and say to those that have helped us along the way, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're grateful. And to you Breakout Radio Church members, we want to express our appreciation to you. We don't know what your situation may be, but we want you to know that even though we've not personally met most of you, we love you, we call your name, and we desire to be a blessing. Relationships, giving your life for others, for God so loved the world that he gave. Jesus spent time with his Father, and then he spent time with his disciples. And today, Jesus is still spending time with us. He sits at the right hand of the Father to ever make intercession for us. And we are grateful. We are very grateful, and we are very thankful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to pray for those of you that just feel like, I don't have very many friends in my life. Any relationships, you know, if you have good friends in your life, regardless of your financial status, you are rich. You are rich. Yes, you are. And today, I just want to say that God desires for you to have good friends. God connects people. You know, I pray, my prayer each day is, Lord, set up divine appointments and divine connections. And these men that have helped me over the years and have been a blessing to my life, each one of them, I can remember how I met them, how I came into contact. And most of those relationships came out of a relationship with one man where he would introduce me to another. And so I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I just pray for people that are attending Breakout Radio Church today that don't have good friends. They don't have good relationships. And it's got to be a two-way situation. Sometimes we say, well, I'm in a relationship with so-and-so. I'm good friends with so-and-so, but we don't even know their name. How are ways that we can determine that we are in a relationship with somebody? We have their phone number. We can send them a text. And so I look down through my phone list, and I say, yeah, I got their phone number. Most all of you church members, I've got your phone number that I can call you and pray with you from time to time if there's a special need. And boy, it's good to have someone's phone number. And so I just declare today that God is at work in your life, in Jesus' name. He is at work in your life, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And he desires to set up divine appointments and divine connections for your life. And I just am thankful for each of you. I'm thankful for my God, and I glorify his name today. And I have a special friend that I'm in a relationship with. His name is Kelly Lindsley. And before I receive the tithes and contributions today, I just want him to sing a little bit of the song that I love. It's an old song that my dad used to sing many years ago, entitled Glory to His Name. Kelly, would you sing a little bit of that song that I'm going to receive the tithe and offerings? Glory to His Name.
Cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name.
Thank you very much, Kelly. I appreciate that. Glory to His name. I give glory to God this morning. I give all glory to Him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I love you today. If you don't know the Lord, I want to give you an opportunity to accept Him as your Savior. Or maybe you're not sure about your salvation, or maybe you're far away from God. Whatever it may be, I want to give you an opportunity to come to Jesus. Father, I pray for those today that don't know the Lord. I never want to let an opportunity go by without giving people an opportunity to know you as their Savior and Lord. If you don't know the Lord, or you're not sure of your salvation, I want you to say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and my Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you said that prayer, you can find a Bible-believing local church. So many around across America. Or you can become a member of Breakout Radio Church. And how you do that is you go to bpnradio.com. I'm going there, even as I minister today. And where it says Breakout Ministries, under that is Breakout Radio Church. You just click on Breakout Radio Church. And when you click on Breakout Radio Church, at the bottom of that is a church membership form. And you can fill that out. Give us a prayer request. You have a prayer request. And you submit that. And we will add you to our membership list. We'll pray for you, love you, and serve you any way we can. Below that membership link is a 50-year video. Took several months for Gene and I to put all this together. But you can look at our 50 years of ministry right on our Breakout Radio Church website, and you can look at our journey from start for the next 50 years. And so you would be blessed. I want to give you an opportunity to give today, and you can stay at that website there. If you're there, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. You can go to the donate button. Go to the donate button in order to give your tithes and offerings and contributions. And if you'll go to the donate button, you can look at the information there, and you can make a check payable to Breakout Ministries. Breakout Ministries, and you can send it to P.O. Box 91985. That's our ministry address, P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. And you'll see Gene and I's picture there. And so all you have to do when you click the donate button, it will bring up our picture. And then there will be a donate there at the bottom. And when you click the donate, it will come up. You will see PayPal. But you can not only use your PayPal card account, but you can also use your credit card, debit card, as well as PayPal. And so I'm there right now. You can donate with PayPal, or you can donate with your debit or credit card. When you get there, it has make this a monthly donation. Right below the amount that you give, it says make this a monthly donation. If you would click that and make a monthly automatic donation, we would be wonderfully blessed. And we would be grateful. Breakout Radio Church is supported by you, our loyal members, with your faithful tithes and contributions. So just give you a moment to give today. Father, I just pray for people as they make their checks payable to Breakout Ministries, as they go to bpnradio.com, click the donate button. We're very, very thankful and so grateful for your giving. And Gene and I are going to, as you prepare your tithes and offerings, we are going to, we're going to bless you today. And while you're making your checks payable or giving your donation, preparing your donation, we just want to say, remember, this service is being broadcast also at 10 o'clock this morning, Central Time, on bpnradio.com. as well as 8 o'clock tonight, and then every weekday, including Saturday, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. On bpnradio.com or a tune-in radio on your smartphone. So, Father, we're ready to bless the people, aren't we, Gene?
Yes, we are.
We're so grateful and thankful for people that are givers.
Yes, we
and
are.
And so into this ministry. We believe that we're good good soil.
Yes, we're thankful for all of you, our Breakout family, and thankful for your faithfulness and giving.
Father, Gene and I bless the people that are giving their tithes and offerings, their contributions today. We ask, God, that you take the seed that they're sowing and bless them. And we said, we know that you said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And we know when we put you first in our finances that you will bless us and you will open the windows of heaven and bless us. And we bless the people that are giving. In Jesus' name.
Yes, we do.
Amen and amen. It's been a great day. Gene and I appreciate you being at Breakout Radio Church. You have a wonderful day today, and keep listening to bpnradio.com.
Have a blessed day. We love you.
Yes, we do.